What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? This is Marvel Sports and Live coming to you with episode 81. Y'all, we got these things moving, we got these things shaking. Y'all see what time it is. Y'all see we ain't playing. Y'all see me playing episode 81. The butt don't start. It is due from the bird game playing. Now in the sports and live, Marvel Sports and Live world right now, and we have a legend in two games like PB Kirkland. For those of us who know him, we know him as Donnie or Donnie, whatever you choose to call him, but we know him as the point guard for the William J. Clark Greyhounds and the point guard for the Orlando Wilkerson Bruins. My dog transitioned to become a rapper, one of the most lyrically guys that I know. I'm talking about big or small. He's spitting them lyrics. And you can, and his, all the stuff is available. You can hit any link he got. Everything is available. It's always top notch. And interviewing. Now, I always start off with this with people I know. Hey, you want me to call you Donnie? Donnie, you want me to call you on Freeport Donnie? Hey, I try to expect people, you know.
Hey, man, we'll go with Donnie.
All right. Yeah. So, first of all, guys, we're going to tell Donnie his lovely lady. Happy 3rd anniversary today, because Donnie scheduled this. He with me and him. I'm gonna take the blame for it. Miss Kirsten, I'm gonna take the blame for it because I set the date. I did not realize it was you guys' 3rd year anniversary. Which congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
A lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't see that. That milestone, and I'm one who can admit to that.
Yeah, man, no blame to be passed, man. Everything lined up right until we got to the restaurant. I had it mapped out. You know what I'm saying? We keep this thing moving. I had it mapped out until we got to the restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We were about 30, 45 minutes off. That's when I shot you that text. But
yeah, you did. You did. And I appreciate that. So, all right, we'll let people know, all right. So now this is how we always start this thing. We always start from the beginning and we always work up to now. So that's start from a child. Who is Freeport Donnie?
Freeport Donnie, the son of Donald and Lassini. Nah, I ain't planning to do that. What's up, parents? I'm a kid from the Berg, man. You know what I'm saying? Grew up off Columbia Road. My grandparents are
okay.
So I spent a lot of time over there and whatnot. I'm an artist. I'm a husband. I'm a cousin. I'm a friend. I'm a confidant. I'm a trendsetter. Let me see. I'm the president of Money Made Records and also co-founder with my cousin Mister. I'm the sole founder of Billa Boy Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Bird. In my past life, I was a hooper, baseball. I played all sports.
Okay.
Soccer, it was too tiring. Football, summer practices were too hot. So yeah. But hey man, I'm your neighborhood spitter, man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me tell you what I didn't know. You said you are the co-founder of Money Made Records.
Yeah. I'm one of the co-founders. It's three of us.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Money Made Records. Shout out to Mr. Everybody know. Mr. is who he is, say he is. I don't trust, man. The people we doing too much. Mr. is who he say he is. We know who he is.
Yeah.
And those of us who know where he fall, he is who he say he is. I don't trust the internet right now.
Yeah, why are we bringing that up, man? Free Deezy. But go ahead, we can continue.
Okay. free Deezy. Hey, who was really a cat that, I don't know him. I'm lying, but I know him, but he was really making noise. He was with that Remy Rucci rave, and then that's when he caught that his situation, or whatever. But he was really,
yeah.
He was really moving.
That's Deezy, yeah.
He was really moving. But shout out to Deezy. Deezy, you know, hey, one thing about me, I keep it real. I don't know, bro, but I know some bros from out there, and bro is who he say he is.
There you go.
But hey, free the real. So everybody know Freeport Donnie now. That started from elementary school. Where were you born? At? Were you born in the Berg, the Met, somewhere else?
TRMC, baby, man.
TRMC. You know what I'm saying?
If I find some more room, I'm gonna get that tatted on
the wall. No, don't do that. It might make you sick. Don't do that. It might make you sick.
It might.
You get TMC.
You never know.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So
I'm from the Berg. Born and raised Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
Early childhood, I went to Holy Trinity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, went out there for a little bit. Then my mom put me in Felton. Okay. My mom was in South Carolina State, so she put me in Felton for they like K-4 or pre-K, whatever.
Yeah.
But my birthday in October, so like they was gonna hold me back because my birthday, even though it was a full year of that schooling, and my mom was like, nah, we ain't going with that. Y'all not gonna hold my son back because of his birthday. So that's when I went to Marshall Elementary, you know, the best elementary school in the burg. You know, shout out to Marshall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then I transferred to the best middle school, William J. Clark. You know, we got the championships. We beat everybody. We got them championships. And then I landed at the Dove. You know what I'm saying?
Landed Dove. Okay, so I take it back. So if we was to ask your elementary school teacher, be like, I'll let you pick whatever grade you want to pick. In elementary school, what would they say? What kind of child Donald was? You be like, hey, how was Donald as a child? What would they say at elementary school age?
Talkative.
Talkative, okay.
Yeah, talkative, athletic. You know what I'm saying? At Marshall, I won Mr. All Around. Me and my cousin Stormy, we won Best All Around Student or whatnot.
Shout out Stormy.
That's my dog. So, like, if you had it, it's still, I mean, I'm talkative. That's, you know, you get the little thing at the bottom of the report card. It said, great student, excessive talker. Like, I mean, you know, that was just one of them things, man. Like, you know, I didn't steal it.
Okay, excessive talker. So, but I'm pretty sure because we always know you. One thing you ain't play about. So your grades are pretty much on point, and also.
Oh yeah. My mom didn't play that, man. You know, I was smart. I'm still smart, but
hey,
we don't play that, man. My mom.
Let me tell you something.
Basketball team one time for making a C. So like, yeah, man. We don't. Yeah, it wasn't even a low C. It was a high C. Like I was like 1 point from a B. She walked in the gym. She was like, "Yo, you not practicing today?" I said, "Wow. Got a C." I said, "One C."
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
Straight A's after that. That was I can't remember, but it was straight A's after that. I ain't.
Yeah, you straight A. So then, all right, because I remember at Clark, you know, it's always a few. We always talk about it's always a few, because at Clark, bruh, I remember you just like. If for some reason I laughed about this, even with Rob, that's why you came up in the Rob interview, shout out to Rob. It's almost like when I hear basketball, it's so crazy to this day, bro. It's funny I'm telling you this. To this day, bro, when I had basketball in the point guard, my mind reverts to you.
Word.
My mind reverts to you. Hey, and we're going to come back to that later. You're going to answer some questions I'm not answering. I'm going to come back to that later because I feel a certain way about that, but that's neither here nor there. But – And Clark, because I went to Clark, but I was a football bro. I mean, you did your thing every year on the court as a point guard every year.
Yeah. So one thing I did do at Clark, when I came through, like my fifth grade year, you had to be seventh, eighth grade. Remember? But like our sixth grade year, that's when they start letting sixth graders on the team.
Correct.
And man, I just I mean, you get better over the years and. Like, even when I was in Little League, they skipped me up in Little League. I went playing with my age group. So, naturally, you get better. You know, we go out to Brookdale. Yep. We used to play. Used to go to Harmon Park out there and play. You know what I mean? Like, you get better, man. You play with the big kids. It wasn't no pouting. Like, you get knocked down, you get back up. So, I just, you know. And then basketball camps, too. You know what I'm saying? Like. One thing that helped me out a lot, my mom worked on state. So, like, I go on state, and I play with the college kids. And I'm like
– At what age?
I was, like, 7, 8 years old at this time.
Ooh.
And they went and take it, like, people like James Jones, Mike Waitry, Mumu Blakeney, Mumu from Hartsville, mm-hmm. like one of the best point guards out of South Carolina. Moses Malone III. So when he came, like I used to play with them boys. Now that was a little older when Moses got there, but you just got better. So when I got to middle school, and you take that talent, yeah. And they weren't taking the light on me because they didn't want me to take their spot. So I waited my turn. Seventh grade, it was a wrap, man.
Bruh, and you did that, and it's so crazy. And you, I don't know, you might not be as humble. If you are as humble, I'll speak for you. Bro, let me tell you what, when the point guard I see, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to let you answer.
All right.
What point guard that you think that's in the NBA right now that you think, I'm not going to say how long he's been in the league, a long time, that reminds you of you? And I'm going to tell you what I think.
That remind me of me? That's in the league?
Me, you of you, in the league.
That's in the league now?
That's in the league right now. He been in the league for a while.
To properly answer that, you have to say, what age am I comparing? Because, like...
he the same age as us.
He the same age as us?
He the same age as us. Or close to it. Maybe a little older. He the same age as us.
Oh, you got me stumped with that one.
CP3. When I see Chris Paul play, and we gonna go back and forth. When I see Chris Paul play, I say that could have been Donnie if he didn't have the handcuffs on him. Because CP3 got to get 70 and not be handcuffed.
Yeah.
And we gonna come back to that. So right. I just but I said CP3. When I see to this day, bro. When I see CP3 play, I say that because CP3 is the one guy who. And guys, excuse the interview, guys, because I'm doing an interview with somebody I know. This is my dog. This is my classmate. So we gonna go all over the place. But class 05.
Yeah.
But when I see CP3 is probably the hands down in the close the smartest point guard in the NBA. But he also, whenever is allowed it, he gets off.
Yeah.
And I see how that, bro. That is, when I see him play that, that's Donnie. But only difference is Donnie had the you not get to get off.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you can't get off.
That was a struggle.
You can't get off.
Yeah, but we get there though. We got some time.
We gonna get there though.
Yeah, I
but
I
okay.
Yeah,
okay, so at this time you're in seventh grade, you're playing with college kids, and I remember when Moses got there because that is the year that State actually went to the NCAA tournament, the big tournament.
Well, they went before that, but that was one of the times they went.
Yeah, okay, I didn't realize that.
I can't remember that year, but I know my boy JJ James Jones. I don't know where he at right now, but they went that year and they played Kentucky in the first round or something like that.
Ain't nothing you can do with that.
That Kentucky during that time was lit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
ain't nothing you can do with that.
They taught me a lot of lessons, man. They taught me a lot of ball handling skills. Cause I was always little, you know what I'm saying?
Like, uh-huh.
For a basketball player, I was undersized, but the handle I handle and play defense. So, you know, in my younger days, I get to them buckets, you know what I'm saying? But,
Hey, you always got that. So
yeah, it's just one of them things, man.
So this is my thing with you is, bro. You was at Clark.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing your thing. It's almost like you was one of those kids. How can I put it? I don't know, bro. It's almost like you was one of the few kids that could like, hey, bro. I got these high grades. I'm over here with them. But guess what? I'm over here with y'all too, cause I'm gonna be about whatever. I'm gonna still be cool with whatever. But I just happen to have, you know what I mean? Because it's almost like, but the older we get, like high school level, everybody kind of falls in line. But like middle school, some of you would barely struggling just to like,
yeah.
Hey, brother, that's just how about hey, that just make it. You're just trying to get out of here.
Yeah, so I think I'm fortunate to have the parents I had that let me.
Okay.
They let me experience a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I had the good grades. I wasn't a troublemaker like that.
But
like,
two kids that could like
hold myself down or whatnot. And that come from growing up with my older cousins and growing up like at my grandparents' house a lot. Where I see we got a fan that's asking.
He said, hey, Ask that boy by me in the court. Shout out Marcus Mitch. Shout out Marcus Mitch and ask that boy by me in the court.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. Marcus was nice. Marcus nice. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
hey, shout out to Marcus. Shout out to Marcus to be the only niggas I want to finish off and know to have the biggest growth spurt after school I've ever seen happen in life. Hey, Marcus, I ain't never seen a growth spurt like you happen. Hey, after school ever in my life. Shout out to Marcus.
Real still, man. Hey, Marcus can hoop too, man. Marcus was another one, like, he came through the same time period where we wasn't afforded to show our real talents, man.
Hello. That's coming. Hey, Marcus, you want to stay on? Stay on for that. I'm going to let you get your stuff off because I'm coming for that. And if Mark Kim ain't on, tell Mark Kim to log in because I want him to answer some questions too.
Yeah. But go ahead. My parents afforded me, you know, to hang out with certain individuals that taught me stuff that, you know what I'm saying? My parents lived out in one of the suburbs. I ain't gonna say it. But
okay.
You know, my parents' house is the house everybody comes to. So a lot of people know my parents' house at. But, like, I didn't want to stay out there, man. It was boring out there. So I went, you know, over there off Mango and stuff. We hung out in Corona with my cousin.
Ooh!
And stuff. We go to Brookdale. And, you know, Brookdale gave me that edge I needed when I played organized ball. You know what I'm saying? And then just the mentality. Because if you know about Brookdale, man, anything can go on out there, bro.
Anything.
Hey, man, you be on a whole nother court waiting and shit. You gotta scale the fence. You got to scale
you
the
better.
Fence.
You better.
If you ever had to scale that fence at Brookdale, that fence is up there, man.
Man, that's a fit. That's a fence.
Yeah, Creekmoor. I ain't want to put my parents out there like that, but we good. Creekmoor, what's that?
Shout out to Creekmoor. I got a homie still over there.
Yeah, man, but you know what I'm saying? So it just gave me a different eye of things, man. I hung out with a lot of different individuals. Till this day, I'm like a chameleon. I can blend in with anybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
You can.
With the scholars, I can, you know, blend in with the goonies, and it's all good wherever I go. So.
But you know the thing I respect though, and I tell people this is the thing, you do all that, but it's still you. You are not pretending to be somebody else. It is you. And see, I think that's what people get mad at certain people, like, are they pretending? You are you, and just happen to be able to fit into all these different. I mean, you know what? You just being you and use all those things to get it. That's what it is.
Yeah, my mom taught me just to be myself. My pops, you know, my daddy the same way. You know, so just be yourself and everything will fall in line, man. When you try to start doing all that extra shit, that's when you start getting caught up with being something you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Caught up.
I just can't do it, man. It's too time consuming. So
it is.
You know, I just like being me, man. I'm not trying to give you no false expectations. I'm just gonna be me. You did.
So I'm glad you being you. So yeah. You go to Claude. So now, me and Rob had a. It's almost like we weren't sure. What year did y'all win the state championship on Claude A basketball? What year was that? What year was that for you?
It wasn't a state championship. It was.
No, I'm sorry, not state. The middle school did this championship.
Yeah. I was proud to say my. I ain't gonna lie. My sixth grade year we lost, but my seventh grade we won my seventh and eighth grade year back to back. But I
played, okay.
Yeah, I played it. I played in the championship sixth, seventh, and eighth. So we won seventh and eighth, and then I went to high school and went straight to JV, and Rob came to JV too.
Okay, so shout out Thomas is showing love. Hey, shout out Thomas. Hey Thomas, hey everybody in here watching, hit that like and that share button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like and that share button. And while you're in here, if you're looking above, hey, follow Freeport Donnie on all social media platforms. See what you got going on. Hit the link above. If you're on YouTube, hit the link below. You know what I'm saying? Now we do this thing. And if you're looking at this on the podcast platform, if you're listening to this on the audio version, the link will be, all links will be available in the description. I ain't playing, but this is the thing. So, okay, so I ain't really having a better back because I was at club. We was a football team. We actually lost the state champ. We actually lost the middle school championship to Howard B. Shout out. I hate you, BJ. Shout out. I hate you, Sylvanus Tatum. Hey, shout out. And Devon. I think Devon was on that team.
Yeah.
Shout out to Howard B. But,
yeah.
Okay, so you do your thing. At this time, I got a question to you now. At this time now, I don't know if your parents are telling you or you telling you, or you be like, you know what, man, I'm kind of good at this basketball thing.
Hold on, check that plug out just now.
What is it? Donald was a real one on the court, though. I remember he crossed hot sauce. Oh, at the door. Hey, hold on. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the sideline. Let me slow it down. Hey, shout out Thomas Spencer, a.k.a. NBA, a.k.a. Fab, a.k.a. from the Bird. And they said, Donald was real on the court, though. I remember when he crossed hot sauce at the Dove. If those who don't remember, hot sauce came to the Dove during lunchtime. Hey, let me tell you something. Any high school in the state, I'm sorry. I'm about to get my stuff off. Don't ever disrespect the Dove. No, the Dove had hot sauce coming to the Dove for the basketball. Yeah. I remember that. Yep. Now, I did not know you crossed them up. Now, tell that story. Tell that story.
I was outside myself. Yeah, I gave that nigga that work, bro.
No! Yeah, no!
He was one of those people. He played defense, but it was kind of that sketchy defense. He tried to distract you.
Mm-hmm.
I hit him with that. Wow, wow. And like, everybody was like, oh! And, I threw the alley after that, but my dog, he missed the alley, man. My dog missed the alley.
Who was it?
Rest in peace. It was my nigga Casey, man. Casey,
RIP Casey.
Yeah, it slammed. Like, I caught him, it was 2-on-2. Him and, it was Hot Sauce and High Riser, and it was me and Casey. And I'm talking about, I don't know, well, caught him. And when I tossed it up, he caught it. But sometimes it just don't go like it's supposed to. But, you know, all's well ends well, man. You know what I'm saying? You know?
All's well ends well.
I like from when I was younger, man. When I tell that story, nobody believe me, man.
Bro, let me tell you something that's crazy about the Dove. Hey, if those who don't believe that story, and because the interview going to go up, because we all of our careers who are interviewed, everybody going up.
Yeah.
This is going to come back up. I remember because I missed that. Whoever Lancaster Brown, shout out. Always pass the ball to open man. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the thing where y'all remember. See, I tell those who didn't went to a W, or W was like a TV high school. If you weren't there, you wouldn't believe it. I remember.
TV show. What you mean?
Yeah, they had it. You know what? They did have their own TV show. Shout out to the boy. The Dove had their own TV show because the Dove is one of them things.
Yeah.
Shout out. I think all the PG Raw and some other little homies on there.
Like, yeah, man.
Bro, I'm like the Dove had its own TV show. If you went to the Dove, you understand it. I remember one day coming back from, I don't know if it was going to lunch or coming from Corvette, and I see Hot Sauce walking out the gym. Just dribbling the basketball. I said, only at the Dub.
Only at the Dub, yeah. They
only at the Dub.
They was on their little, they circuit, the and one
circuit. The circuit.
They had a game at State that night. But they came on campus. So I was in the, I was in math class. And they was like, Hot Sauce and them boys in the gym. And I was like, man, whatever. There ain't no Hot Sauce in the gym. So I walk in the gym. Fourth period, he just said it.
Yeah.
Fourth period PE class, I walk in there, damn sure enough, Hot Sauce and them boys in there. When we got dressed, it's getting to work, man. It's time to go for war now.
Get them with the work. Hey, man, y'all stop playing with the Dub. Let me tell y'all something. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I got a little friend for Charleston, and they be talking so much trash. I ain't ever talked about the Bird so much in my life.
Amen.
Because I'm like, it's one of the things where if you was there, you'd be like, then you hear other people experience it, do you realize, oh, it's not the same. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, y'all didn't realize that. Oh, y'all had that going on.
Yeah.
So, bro, let me tell you something now. I'm not going to lie, Dom. I'm just finding out the Hot Sauce story that you crossed them up just now live doing this interview. That's why I love the comments. I would have never known that story. Hey, sat down. I would have never known that story. You guys heard it here first. Freeport Donnie crossed up Hot Sauce. If you don't know who Hot Sauce is, use your YouTube and Google Hot Sauce from the N1 mix, mixtape tour,
yeah,
and see who Hot Sauce is. And there's no Freeport Donnie, the guy who's on the interview right now, crossed him up. And what's the other guy?
High Riser.
High Riser, because High Riser get up there, he can.
That boy take off.
He take off. Dang, I did not know that. Bro, I'm excited right now, but I got hyped because I did not know that story.
I don't talk about it too much because nobody want to believe it, man. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't even say nothing about it. Somebody, you know, my boy Fab, you know, he mentioned it.
Hey, shout out my friend Sweepy. Sweepy, you know that's for you because you always talk trash about the bird. You from the Chuck. I'll put you on brass. Sweepy, you know that one for you.
I got
you.
She really from the Chuck though.
Well, she from the Chuck.
Is she really from the Chuck? She from downtown or West Ashley? Because that's the Chuck.
Oh, I ain't touching that one.
That's the Chuck.
Oh! You feel me? You know I'm pretty sure another comment coming. I'm pretty sure another.
I was down there, so we're gonna get to that. Yeah.
That smoke there. Hey, shout out to the bird. Hey, the bird. Hey, we're gonna show out tonight, y'all. Hey, that liking that shell button, y'all. We're showing out tonight. Okay, so what year was that you crossed up hot sauce? What year would that be?
That had to be
04.
Cause
that's your junior year.
That was my junior year. Yeah, my junior year,
04. Okay, so your junior year comes in. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you're doing your thing. Now, what year did you become the starting point guard for OW? What classification year was that?
Here we go. Phil, I still got it, G. I became the starting point guard my junior year after the Sweet 16 tournament.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happened was, we was in it. Let me go back. So I went to a SAT camp, right?
Okay.
SAT camp prior to my junior season, and at that time, it was a consensus that there was something against me because I missed, you know, summer camp and, you know, all that, like summer camp, team camp and all that. So going into my junior year, I wasn't getting no burn at all.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Hold on that guy. I've been there. We're going to stay right there.
All right.
So how did that go? With you being an up and coming junior and missing all camps, how did that go as far as the locker room? That you feel, just your personal opinion.
The locker room was straight. The locker room was straight. I went for education. Who gonna knock the education, bro? Like the locker room was straight, and I wasn't like one of them pissed in the locker room ass. I get along with it. I talk about shit in the locker room.
Yeah.
I ain't had no beef with nobody in the locker room. I mean, yeah, they never said nothing to me. So, I mean, the locker room was straight. I mean, bro, it's nobody really wanted to practice over the summer, like. I mean, some people rephrase that. I wanted to practice over the summer, but this is an opportunity because basketball wasn't everything. You know, my mom, I told you, my mom pulled me off the team when I had a C. So when I got a chance to go to the SAT camp, which, you know, it kind of helped my SAT scores, but I ain't take that shit seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It helped you meet people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No problem in the locker room, per se. I was a hard worker, so.
Okay, we're gonna fast forward back to the Sweet 16. But also, this is me talking. I'm gonna throw my two cents in. Also, maybe if you've seen a coach say that, I think your son has potential to be possibly blah 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 blah, and I'm going to really work him in my system. Maybe she would have said, you know what, I'm gonna let him go to your summer camp. But maybe said coach. Wasn't doing coach work because I don't think people realize that. And you being an athlete, you know, like, well, coaches can.
But you gotta think the type of system we came from, where it's pretty much like what every school was like. Technically, we had a starting point guard, right?
Who was it then?
Marcus Felder. He a year older than me, so he was gonna be the rightful starting point guard. You know what I'm saying?
Marcus Felder was a point guard? That's a big point guard. Now I'm thinking about the right Marcus Felder. That's a big point.
Let me get into the story, and then
I'll
let you. So, and we probably going to bring it back when you ask questions. So, what happened alum. I wouldn't mind doing alums game. But so what happened when I came? When I got into the junior year, my nigga, like, we only had 3 point guards in our fifth string. That's how bad it was. Like, coach ain't look my way, and I just felt it was because I missed summer. Well, you know, my mom was like, "Yo, it is what it is." You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's the thing. We come from a school where everybody jabbed. Nobody jabbed me about not getting no playing time. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody. So what ended up happening, Mark got hurt during the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark was about 6'4", 6'5". Mm-hmm. Mark got hurt during the Sweet 16. And rest in peace, my boy 2K, Kwame. Kwame went in there, and we was playing Holly Hill in the championship game. And okay. Holly Hill had that vicious-ass trap, dog. And you know, hey, that trap something different. You know what I'm saying? So he finally.
What? But at that time, wasn't they coach our coach now?
No. They had Roy Brown, I think that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, not the coach we got now. No.
Okay.
And, you know, we a trapping team. They a trapping team. Well, you know, the one way not to get trapped, you stay away from the corners.
Correct.
Back to those ball handling skills I mentioned earlier, you couldn't trap me. I had 2 seconds. I knew I had Rob, BJ, Mark, him, all them boys. They were somewhere on the court. So I know I'm leaving out some names, people. So, but I knew I had to get. Nobody jive me. That means a lot. Hell yeah, y'all know what time it is. What happened? That paper come up his own. So what happened? Mark got hurt. Kwame was having a little struggle with the press, so I finally in the game, and I get to show what I get to do.
Okay.
And, you know, I think we ended up losing that game. You know what I'm saying? We beat them late on in the year, but we lost that game. So my next game, I started or whatnot at Dutch Fork High School. My first game as a starter, and I kind of like low-key off that night. That was probably my best game in high school, just because okay. Mark was still hurt, and Kwame was in 10th grade, so Kwame ain't getting that work in yet. And okay. We went down there. I hit that game winner against Dutch Fork, and I just looked at coach like, "I'm here. Like, you gotta play me. You got to now."
I was surprised that you hit the game winner.
He had a choice. He had another point guard at the time.
No. I'm right that you shoot the ball, but anyway, go ahead.
It wasn't one of them things. Hey, I had passed it, and I remember the shit. I passed the ball to Mark Kim in the corner, and Mark Kim couldn't get the shot off, and time was winding down. And I think he like dribbled back up and handed me the ball, and I went baseline. And I just float that thing up.
Uh-huh.
It dropped in, and
that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, man. And after that, I was a starting point guard for the rest of my tenure. Well, I mean, we had a little discrepancies, but for the most part, I was starting point guard for the rest of my high school career. So,
as you should have been.
Yeah.
As you should have been. Okay, so you get to high school, yeah. You're doing your thing. Everybody know, I'm telling you, Donald, when I say you was the epitome of, like, this man shouldn't have, I hate to say it like that, but this man should have no discrepancies against you. When I say you was the epitome of the point guard he wanted, bro, you ran the offense, like, was it a triangle? I'm calling it a triangle, but I don't know what to call it.
It wasn't a triangle per se. We ran a motion offense. And late, I think my senior year, we instituted the flex offense. But the way he coached inside out. So a lot of the point guards before me, like Mark was one, Ahmad, Jamie, all us, like, we was in a system, you know?
Yep.
And all of us can handle the ball. All of us could score.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's just at what risk do you want to take shooting the ball?
Go to handcuffs. But
I look at it in hindsight, I look at it like this. Handcuffs, yes. But in hindsight, that was at a time when basketball started changing. And we had the talent to run this new style offense you see today. Like, me, Rob, Markim, BJ, Earl, Kendrick, like, we had an offense, and the team camp before my senior year, he split the teams up, right? He split the teams up. The team that me, Rob, and Earl was on, we went undefeated. We lost one game, and that was the LR. And that's when they had Mike Jones. But Mike Jones, Earl, I ain't gonna lie, Earl went to work that game, bro. Hey, listen here.
I don't know what that cat is doing now.
He doing his music, man. I think he out there at the beach, at Myrtle Beach or whatever. But I think he doing his music. He on music. Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram. But let me tell you something. I need to find him because he is the most. Hold on. Let me guard my words because every time I talk, the more be hitting me up, the more be me too. Because when it comes to athletes, I have a different set of like. Because I know how the game works. Yeah. Earl is probably, I'm going to watch my words. It's probably the most talented, one of the most talented that OW wasted. I'm going to say it like that.
I can't say it was wasted. Earl had a lot of good looks and stuff. It's just the time period we was in, man. We, you know, and on top of that, bro, that 4-way schedule wasn't no cake back then, bro. Like,
it wasn't no cake, but I still think he had handcuffs, bro. I think you had handcuffs.
Nah. I think handcuffs may be the wrong term. It's just a system. Like, basketball is just a system. Sometimes, let's say you play football and you run the wing tee all day.
Great
wing
tee.
It's just a system.
But, hey, you know what? But shout out. Let me tell you. This is a quote. This is a quote. Shout out to Tiffany Third. If you're listening, shout out to Tiffany Third. This is about to be a quote. Shout out to BJ. He was my quarterback. But I'm like, Terrell. That's my quarterback.
Yeah.
This is a quote from Tony Theodore. We run the wing T, but if I had an effing Michael Vick, I would run the piss out of him. Yeah. That is a quote. You have a system, but you know, in his words, you know, when you got a horse, you're going to ride that horse.
Yeah, and that's
Shout out to Tiffany Fetter. If you listen to Tiffany Fetter, you can tell Coach Fetter that. But that's his word. And shout out to BJ if you're listening. He said, if I had a Michael Vick, I'm going to ride that horse.
Yeah. So, like, we were just stuck in a system in a time period where that's when basketball started to change. Like,
okay.
Like, it started to change. He just didn't grasp the concept fast enough because, oh, shit. You still here, bro? Oh, buddy done left. Hold on, y'all. We're going to give him a chance to get back in. But while y'all waiting, my new project out till further notice. We're going to talk about this later on. Y'all go stream and download that. Make sure y'all follow me on social networks. Y'all got some questions to Marv? Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad.
Hey, you got to have me as a co-host when you go on vacation. No.
Hey, you don't have me? I got way too excited. I got too excited, guys. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Hey, guys, hey. I'm sorry. I got scared, guys. I got too excited.
Yeah, like I said, we was in a system, and he just didn't grasp that. Because we what up, my boy? I got to send you some music, too, G. My boy David Copperfield.
Shout out, David.
Yeah.
On that sex.
Yeah. So it's just when the times change, didn't change with the times. You know what I'm saying? Like, during that time, it was deep, bro, because I was struggling with transferring to play baseball, too. A lot of people don't know that. Like, my daddy won 3 state championships with Bamberg Earhart. And, like,
speak on that. See, this I didn't know.
Yeah, I was, bro, I pitched, I played first, and I switch hit, bro. And at the time, it was the legendary Coach Horton was like, yo, you can come play for me. But it ain't like today. Parents ain't know nothing about transferring and exposing their kids. So I stayed at OW. And the only reason I didn't play baseball for OW, because we didn't have a baseball coach. Like, we had a football coach that coached baseball. So I didn't play. And, I mean, I'd be honest with you, we couldn't coach baseball. I mean, everybody say don't speak on it because he no longer with us. But fact is a fact. We couldn't coach
baseball. Let me tell you something. Hey, you know, Donnie, I love that. Let me tell you, people say, my mom say the same thing too. Bruh, I hate to say, even if you're going, the way I feel about you is the way I feel about you.
Yeah.
I can speak of the way I feel and not disrespect the day, but hey, I just feel the way I feel.
Because it was set up perfect, man. We had Coach Fogle at first, And Coach Fogle was like, he always called me Kears. Hey, you gonna be playing baseball. Da-da-da. So everything was lined up perfectly, bro. But when I got out there for baseball, I think that was my sophomore or junior year. Yeah, me and the coach, it wasn't working out. Man, I'm out.
So now, while we're on that, let me ask you a question. What do you think your best athletic sport was? Because we all know you were selling on basketball. Baseball?
Yeah, bro, I'm left-handed. I played first. I pitched and switch hit. And if we had a record, bro, I know I'm up there with most stolen bases, dog. Well, not most, but, bro, I steal on anybody. Left-handed pitcher, I'm stealing.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a left-handed pitcher, so I'm out looking at mechanics. I know when that foot turns a certain way, I'm gone.
Bro. You out of there.
I'm out. Yep.
But you know, I told somebody this right here, and shout out to my he's my son, he's not my biological son, J Mac. Me and Matt talk. He whatever happened. He know. We was about to transfer him, and I found out all the correct paperwork to have, but he made a decision he wanted to stay. But I told him, I promise you, son. I'm going to let you stay because you made a decision, but you're going to say my old man did everything he could to change. He transferred me, but I chose to stay. Now, that's something you got to live with.
Yeah. So, like I said, my baseball, like my uncles, my dad's brother, everybody was good at baseball. Like, my daddy legit got 3 state championships, bro.
Dang.
That was nice. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't know nothing about transfer, so I made the best of a good situation. I went with my bread and butter at the time, which is basketball. In hindsight, I would have kept playing both, but bro, I ain't, man.
Coaching.
Yeah, coaching. I got you.
He's all right. He's all right in my book because he got me out of something I was in. But
I mean, he's not a bad person. It's just baseball wasn't his thing.
Yeah, he's coaching something. Just to coach something. Yeah. So no, I hate to say it like that. Damn, hey, I sound messed up like you, man. Now I see he's coaching on this to coach something. Damn.
The district just ain't want to get a coach. They ain't want to pay a baseball coach. They
could be a coach.
What would you rather do? Pay somebody new or get somebody that's already on payroll?
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, so
it gets them on the payroll. And
bro, we had a lot, dog. Individually, our baseball team was raw.
It was raw.
We just didn't have a coach to put it together, bro. Our baseball team. Nobody know a W for baseball, but we was raw.
No, and I think about it. I'm a stump player. The people who play baseball.
Zave.
Yeah.
Sage. Coy. Who else? Horace. Jakes. Kumal. Rest in peace, my nigga Rico Sweat.
Shout out to Rico.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out Rico.
Bro, our baseball team was lit, bro. Like, our baseball team was lit. I know I'm missing some. Y'all forgive me, but bruh.
It was lit.
I think Winningham's before me.
No, he way after us. He way after us. He way. When I say way after, I'm talking about way after us. He drew up in the lead and came back. But sometimes if you want to come as you want to, I just like to get the people who comment and hitting that like and that share button. I like to give them love and let it come and show up on the screen.
I got you.
So this is my thing. Okay, so you play baseball. So when does the first scholarship offer come in for basketball?
I never had a scholarship offer for basketball. I got hurt my senior year. I fractured my ankle going to get a rebound. So I missed the last 7 or 8 games, bro. And I came back during the playoffs when we made our last playoff run my senior year. I didn't get any offers or scholarships in basketball.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Slow down. Okay. Wow, bro. Thanks. I didn't know that. So, yeah. That's a whole nother conversation. Now, let me change it.
I didn't have a scholarship to go to college. It just went for basketball.
Okay. No. That's still on basketball. We don't get on that because we all know you had a grade. That's still on that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you your personal opinion because you know better than anybody. Do you feel as though with proper infrastructure, Do you think you should have got a scholarship in basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's question one. Do you think, why didn't you get a scholarship in basketball? I offer.
Few reasons. Okay. I don't think, and of course, this is in hindsight. I don't think I worked hard enough in basketball my senior year because I started, my music started gaining my interest more. Mm-hmm. So basketball, and then, you know, I mean, my best friend on the court, that nigga was raw, bro. Like, shit. Like, ooh. Rob was raw, dog. Like, so.
Rob was raw.
Yeah, so, and then I got hurt. Another thing, though, I don't think, and don't get me wrong, I love Coach to death, but I don't think he couldn't, like, he didn't reach out to those schools. If they didn't reach out to him, he didn't reach out to the schools, you know? And it's nothing, I'm just being honest, bro. It's just keeping it G. So, I think I could have had a little help, you know, even when it came time to get my tapes, like I couldn't find my tape to put my own tape together. I knew where it was at. I didn't have access to them. You know what I'm saying? And then, in all fairness, he had a lot going on during that time. You know what I'm saying? But.
What?
Huh?
What?
Like his son went in the first round of the NFL. Hey, man. Hey, listen. I'll be honest with you. When you prioritize, man, your children always gonna come first, dog.
But no. Prioritizing, my son has got locked up and facing 30 years. Now my son has been first round.
Yeah, but I'm just saying though, man. Like I said, ain't nothing against him. Like I could have worked harder too.
You know, man. You and Rob, you and that man, you and Rob, y'all good, man.
Why you say that? Yeah, no, we good at hooping. Yeah, we
ball. No. Y'all good at hooping, and y'all good at, like, but to be fair, I understand y'all very, very respectful, but a coach that's saying my son facing 20 years, he got a prioritize feeling. If my son about to be a first-round pick, that is no more priorities. That is.
Look at it this way. So, your son is a projected first round pick, right?
Okay.
He got to go these different places. He got to meet these different agents. I don't know where his psyche was at the time. I don't know what type of person he was when he came out of college. But as a parent, I mean, you did what you had to do. But at the same time, it could have been a balance that was found. I'm not going to sit there and say it couldn't, because I felt I could have played. I wouldn't say D1, but a good D2 school. Yeah, I'm hooping. I could legit go out there.
Hey, nah, but you know that is? That's the athlete that's being honest.
Yeah.
But like, I know, like, I know that I can at least play at this level. The other level, I'm not sure about, but I know I at least should have been here.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you went to college of Charleston, I thought I was the best. So what did you go to the college of Charleston on?
I had academic scholarships going to college, bro. And I, now, true story, had a chance to walk on to College of Charleston. Right?
Okay.
And so when we went to College of Charleston, you got this minority program called Spectra, where all the minority students go down there. But at the same time, the basketball team is there because they practice over the summer. So we do some open runs against the basketball team in efforts of getting on the team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Slip up on the team, get a scholarship, everything good money. Well, a few of their scholarship players, they wasn't lit like that. They wasn't sorry, but nigga, I bust they ass.
Uh-huh.
And me, I'm talking shit. Coach ain't wanna fuck with me no more. Cause I mean, nigga, I mean, it's pickup. I'm very disrespectful. And yeah, I ain't get to play at College of Charleston, dog. That was null and void after that, bro. Yeah.
But
what's wrong with you? You talk too much, your attitude bad. And I'm like, and my thing was like, don't be mad I bust your scholarship player's ass. Like, I mean, bro, like, I mean, I call it state to state, man. Like, I'm from the Berg, dog. We gonna get busy. You ain't gonna put us on, and see, because they had a scholarship, they try to outshine us. Bro, I'm from the Berg, dog. It's only one Berg, and you ain't about to outshine me, dog. I'm going to give you my city on my back, bro.
That's it. Hey, you know, it's so funny how people realize that even shout out to Davey when I interviewed Davey. Davey said even being a survivor, he realized how much the bird, being from the bird, prepared him to be on Survivor.
Hey, you had to be there, man. You had to be there. You got, like, bro, think about it. Like, I don't know how many high schools and other places. Nigga, we survived like 2 or 3 riots in high school, bro.
Easy.
Easy, right? Like, we talking about old niggas coming from the street to fight at school. Bro, like,
correct.
Times was kind of wild in the bird. Like,
correct.
Like, bro. I'm like the first day of school, bro. The bell ring, niggas throwing hands, bro. Mr. Z came on that bitch, say, "If you're caught in the hallway, you're getting expelled." Hey, hey, bro, you had to be ready to pop off if it pop off. You did, so, hey, bro. Like, bro, chill, real. So you take that mindset. You take that mindset, and believe it or not, me and my boy Steve Moe, we had this conversation when we was in New York one time. And we was like, and it's so ironic, we was in New York. He's like, bro, if you're from the burg, you can make it from anywhere. And you know, they say that about New York, but the burg is really one of them cities, bro. You carry that shit on your shoulder, your chest, your back.
You care.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You care.
Yeah, so when I went to Charleston, I went down there with that, man. I had this little chip on my shoulder. Y'all went about to fuck this basketball team. I'm going to bust y'all ass, and I'm going to talk shit to y'all when y'all lose. But they ended up being some good. I'm still cool with some of that basketball team. Like, matter of fact, one of the guys that was on that team, now I didn't do him in because this nigga like 6'8". He a representative in the state house right now. So like, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Jermaine Johnson, man. Yeah, he in the state house. He a House of Representatives. So yeah.
That's so. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, I know I was so crazy. Like, yo, I thought he was a rapper. But see, that's what I don't know. He's more than just a rapper. Rap is into a fashion.
I'm an artist.
He's an artist. You know what? That's a very bad way to put it. He's an artist, not a rapper.
Yeah.
But if those who don't know, College of Charleston, for those who have kids or for those who don't know, College of Charleston ain't one of them colleges you just can get into. You just can't get into College of Charleston like that. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
You just can't. College of Charleston ain't one of the schools that's just letting you just in. And if you go downtown, you see two people: College of Charleston and the Citadel. College of Charleston and the Citadel. You see the Citadel because they got to run them during miles. And you see College of Charleston students. Yeah. And if you know, so for this man to have be able to get in there without an athletic scholarship, which I didn't know. Shout out to Maurice. Shout out to Marie living in Edisto basketball legend who gonna be on here and tell this story too.
What up, bro?
Shout out Maurice. But all right, so you at College of Charleston and what is your major?
At that time it was corporate communications.
Okay. You just picked something or you really had felt it?
My mama told me you going to school, you gonna go to work, or you going to the military. Well, military was out. And then school was the option. I didn't have a problem working, but I wanted to get out the city, man. Like, that city is all the niggas hold, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just had to go. But now I went to another city that do the same thing.
They do the same thing. Let me tell you something, bro. I've not seen the birds swallow the best of them. Shout out to DJ. Shout out to
the what I was saying earlier. Like, what I was saying earlier, people say they from Charleston, right?
Yeah.
But what people don't know, when you say you're from Charleston, that's downtown in West Ashley.
Even let me tell you something. That West Ashley been getting questioned lately too, but I ain't gonna touch that.
No. On a map. We talking about a map.
Yeah.
That is the city of Charleston. Now, hey boy, West Cash, they get it in out there, G. All right. I think it's all called Ardmore or something like that. They get it out. Yeah, West Cash, they get it in. So like, but not only that, 10 miles up the road, you got North Charleston. So when I was in college,
shout out to Big Juice, North Charleston.
Yeah, shout out.
10 miles.
Yeah.
That's 10 miles.
All right, yeah. So, yeah,
my and cousins. Lil Juice.
Yeah, shout out to my cousins, Juice, Big Juice, and Lil Juice.
Yeah.
Mama go, boy, I'm going to leave that alone. I let them tell
it. Yeah. He not tell it.
At this time, I think Charleston, which is considered downtown, is like one of the, I think, seventh most violent cities, right?
I believe.
10 miles up the road, North Charleston was ranked like number 12. So that's why, and if you're from downtown, like Charleston, and North Charleston, them boys act totally different.
Yeah.
But they both grind me. I mean, I had like it, man. I had blend in with all them boys down there. Like, I used to be on the east side, west side, and all that. Like, after I got down there and started working down there, because I was working at Foot Locker in the mall in Charleston, I got...
And you was the plug!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had all them boys shopping in my store, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I got cool with them. I go hang out on the east side. Like, man, I went to get my hair, when that's why I had braids at the time. Man, I walk outside and Buddy rolled down on me. I was like, dang, boy, I'm about to give it up, right? And then somebody seen me was like, hey, my dog, that my dog from the show. You know what I'm saying? What you know about West Cash? See, I ain't got a lot of people. What about all that? Boy, I ran to the mall. Yeah. So, but Buddy, he came out the house. And he was like, man, that's my dog from the shoe store, man. Leave him alone. So I had a pass. So it was good after that.
So that okay. Shout out to them. I have spent some recent time on the west side. Shout out to them boys. They see me out there, and them boys know I scream the burger everywhere. But I made sure I was okay because just in case they thought they were gonna have an easy late, it was gonna be hard that night.
Well, what's crazy is though when they found out I was from the bird, everything changed. I don't know what it is about Charleston. Wait, all right, let me rephrase that. I don't know what it's about Charleston, North Charleston, that area and surrounding areas. It's like a mutual respect when it comes to the burg, man. It's
state.
Like, it's like, hey, man, we not going to bother y'all. Y'all not going to bother.
Yeah. No, I think when some of them come to state and it's like then they come here and find a love, it's state. It's straight up state because when I went there and watch what I say. I went there and was whatever, but it ended up being all right. Whatever, it ended up being all right. Okay, so you get the Foot Locker. So did you ever finish college at Charleston, or you got your degree from there, or what
did we do? I decided I was done.
Okay.
I decided it like during that time, bro. I just saw the payoff wasn't there. Like I was like, damn, bro, niggas going to school for 4 years and they coming out making like 20-30 grand.
They make it sense.
Now, and I ain't even graduate, man. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm good. So I just ran Foot Locker up between my paycheck and selling shoes on the side, man. I was cool.
You did that. So I got a question. So when did I'll talk to someone about this now. When did here you go. Now, you love the bird now. Now she got love for the bird. I'm gonna take that comment down. No, you got love for the bird now. Yeah. She from Charleston. But okay, so at what point did you started rapping? Like at what point did you become an artist? We can say rapping. At what point did you start?
I had one of the few studios in Orangeburg when I was in like what, ninth grade, bro. My mom used to let everybody come to my house, and well, if I was cool with them, they'll let you come to the house. And my mom would let me bring people to the house and record. Like,
cool.
I was doing music all from middle school all the way up, and well, I'm still doing it.
Donnie, hold on.
Man, I put the mixtape and the diss track out and all that in high school. Yeah.
Hey guys, the guy who I was talking about earlier. When I was talking about ain't nothing like the bird. The bird, the only person I know that had high school disc mixtapes in high school.
Yeah, my parents bought me a CD burner and I pressed up my own things and I went to Kmart at the time and I had a printer and I printed my labels out, pressed my labels up, and I took them. I passed them out around school, man. I ain't gonna mention no names, but Buddy made a song about me, and I responded with a whole mixtape. And yeah,
you did. Shout out to Buddy. I really feel like I remember Buddy's name right now. Cause I would say your name.
I know it, but all's well ends well. We not
gonna. Yeah, you never say it. But because I remember, shout out to because I told somebody, man, back to the burger again. I'm gonna let you go because the burger is one of the weird places. Like this is the only place I remember where we had fights, we had things, but we also had mixtapes when y'all, if I'm saying the names wrong, just take it whatever. I remember Dion and Gabe had a mixtape against somebody, and somebody had a mixtape against somebody.
It was a lot going around at that time. I don't know particularly which one you're talking about, but that time it was .com.
Yep.
T-Cats, Dixie Boys, Something Crucial. Who am I missing out? Of course, Showtime. Showtime wasn't in a group, but he wasn't. I don't remember.
Come on, Derek.
Yeah.
Shout out Derek. But yeah. Even those guys, I'm just saying, I don't know who beat who or whatever. But the thing that those in high school had enough mind, and you being part of that situation to be like, you know what, I'm beefing with or whatever the situation. I don't think it was like real beef like that, but like, let's make a record.
Mine was legit beef.
You're legit beef?
Mine was legit beef.
August.
We threw them hands. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I went preview that. Now we gonna skip that. See, I want preview that. I thought it was just some record stuff. Let me change it. Some of the other ones were just strictly.
There's got. Hey man, a lot of stuff happened off campus. A lot of stuff.
Shout out to the Burritos people, Neko.
I seen a lot of stuff, boy. McDonald's was lit. That's all I'm gonna say.
McDonald's was lit.
Yep.
McDonald's was lit.
We the only city with a spinning McDonald's sign.
Act like you know.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, I was doing music. I was doing music since middle school, bro.
You did make music because I remember you. You dropped a mixtape in high school. Mm-hmm. Now I remember that. So now, but when did you say that? Like, you know what? Let me take this thing. Like at what time was like? You know what? Let me take this thing. Like
when I dropped out of school and changed the and became Freeport Donnie.
And when you was that? If you can get.
Look at little cuzzo on God, and he know. that was around 2000 and maybe like 10-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I started having my own studio.
Okay.
I took my refund check and bought my whole setup. That's when Pro Tools was big. I bought Pro Tools, a mic, a monitor, like my speakers, I bought all that in college, and I started going after that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I made my fair share change off of it, just hand to hand doing my thing. So, and I use Foot Locker to do that. Like, people that come in Foot Locker, I sell my CD with the shoes, without the shoes. You're going to leave with a CD one way or the other.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah, you got to think, man. You selling mixtapes. 100 CDs, and you selling them $5, sometimes 10 a piece. That shit add up.
Add up a lot. Shout out to that mixtape grind. So you're doing that. And at this point, I'm gonna call him the rap name. At this point, is Mr. Rapping too? Are you and Mr. Rapping together?
Nah. So let me. This is how life works full circle. This is how I tell everybody. Sometimes you gotta be patient. So I remember when Mr. went away for a little bit. He came home, he called me. I was like, who does? He's like, it's your cousin. I was like, what's up? He's like, you got your stuff set up? Once again, one of the few studios in Orangeburg.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And he came over there, and I don't know if it wasn't his second, it was his first song he recorded at my house. And then that was when I was still in high school. And, you know, he was ripping and running. So we went our separate ways. That's still my family. Love him to death. We went our separate ways. We didn't link back up till about 2016, I think. I think that was like 2016. Okay. And hence, that's how MMR came about. He came home from the studio. He's like, man, Donnie. I said, what? Man, we're going to start our own label. I was like, all right. He was like, I'm going to call it Money Made Records. And, well, shit, the rest is history.
I see that, man, bro. Let me see. That's what's up because, see, now, and you so Bro, you so dang humble. I guess you so like. I guess I'm gonna use the word humble. Like now, flamboyant. Like I thought you just was an artist on Money Made Records, being 1,000.
Nah, bro. If you look at my track record, I don't put music out a lot. I put music out when I feel a need to. But
correct,
but
you
look
do.
But look at Mister, how he put music out. I'm behind the scenes, all that. If you go on the streaming site, look, say Billboard Entertainment. That's my imprint. Yeah, hey man, there's a lot of money behind the scenes. Yeah.
Man, I love it, bro. I love it. No, I love it.
With the best of them now. I bro. Can speak with the best of them, but.
You can.
Yeah. I'm a team bro, player, man. You know, bro, my cousin put out hits, bro. Like.
Let me tell you one thing about Mister. Those from the Berg, even some of his haters, and I'm not one of the haters because we. He the big homie. He the big homie. And those of us who laugh, you can say what you want to say. He is who he say he is. Yeah, and I'd say that.
We're
going to
leave that alone.
I mean, say he is. But the thing I like about it, the thing I like about you is, bro, now you saying that, like, that put a whole new light. And that's why I like doing interviews because, like, people think perception sometimes cannot be reality.
Because, like, what happened? And he spoke about it recently on his social media, whatnot. What happened? He came home from doing a little stint, and one of his partners like fucked him over. And he's like, "Bro, can I stay with you?" And I ain't gonna shut no family member out. So he stayed with me. We started getting closer and closer and closer. That's like he put a post up like last week. He was like, "Well, he put a post up about 3 years ago, but you know how the memories come up."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like. Man, when I was broke, you ain't never turn your back on me, so you ain't gotta ask for nothing. Like I held my boy down, like, you know, and it wasn't nothing. That's just me. That's my family. I ain't never asked him for nothing. Only thing I asked him for do just be great at what you do, bro.
And that's what's up. You definitely doing that, and you great at what you do too, because you ain't playing on these records. You ain't playing on these records that Urkel record. The whole Urkel EP, you ain't playing on that. I check it out. You ain't playing on. Let me tell you one thing about me. Somebody told me. They said, "Marvin, you just too Orangeburg." I said, "What that mean?" It's like, but like your clothes is Orangeburg. Like this right here, this shirt from the Berg. Like, I be trying to like, bro. It's too many people I know. Like, bro. Like, you got some, especially if it look good. I'm gonna wear like shit. Like people that like, you just orange bird, bro. My socks right now is heavy nuggets. Shout out to my dog D Lot. My socks is the bird right now.
Yeah, I seen you. I think he did an episode too, right?
He did do episode.
Yeah, I ain't got it on today, but I got so much clothes from like just independent people. Like it's a company called Standard of Dopeness or Church House. Like,
okay,
he sent me so many clothes in his early stages, bro. I remember one time I ain't wear nothing else for like 2 or 3 weeks. He always sent me shirts, dog. And to this day, like, you know, we texting back and forth, like, you know, he got a summer line that's coming. That shit fire, bro. Y'all didn't see that, but
because you understand the bigger purpose.
Yeah, man. Like, okay. I said, I'm always trying to put somebody. I don't mind. I'm a point guard, right? So
yep.
I can put everything before me, and I can reap the benefits on the back end, man. Like
CP3.
Yeah,
CP3.
I don't really like his game like that, but I.
For bro, that, but I'm gonna tell you from my outside of for me, but like bro, nigga, yeah. Nigga, you CP3,
and he a Carolina nigga too. So
he's Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do that. So you got Money Made Records. Mm-hmm. So you're doing your thing. I'm asking this question while I ask anybody who's doing anything from the bird.
Yeah.
Do you feel as though, to your liking or your disliking, that you get support from from the bird? Do you think you get support from the bird?
That's like a two-part question. For okay. One, I don't look for the respect from the bird because it's all about what you
not respect, support.
I think I'd rather have the respect more than the support, bro.
But I think you got respect.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, yeah. You got that.
Support. All right. So to answer the question, just to answer the question, no. But that's pretty much any city when you
like. Are you from there?
Yeah, when you're from there, like, it's just anything. Like, when I shot one of my videos up in Brooklyn, and I can't remember buddy's name. He's like,
bro. I remember that.
Yeah. He was like, bro, you a sellout. You went to New York to shoot a video? And my thing was like, bro, Jay-Z went to L.A. and shot a video. He not from there. T.I. go to New York and shoot a video. He not there. Drake go X, Y, and Z and shoot a video. He not from there. Like, so I took it as, don't be mad, you can't do what I can do. You know, I went to Brooklyn. I went to the Marcy Projects and shot my video. Like,
I remember that.
I went to Chicago and shot a video too.
So, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I mean, it is what it is, man.
And guess what, guys? To see that video, you can hit the YouTube link above or Freeport Donnie under the links, and that video should be under the YouTube channel. Yeah, so
all of them with Candace Mims, she was singing the hook.
Shout out Candace Mims, another Entrepreneur legend. So let me ask you a question. So was this individual from the Bird?
Yeah. And it's not somebody I talk to on a regular. He just know me for being me, and I know his face. Like I said, I don't even remember his name, but man, you so loud. You did. I was like, man, call it what you want, bro.
Let me tell you something. That's some hate BS because I had to check a dude the other day, and this one is going to burn. And everybody know I'm from the Bird. And I got to give you guys credit. You guys are showing love, like you're showing love on episode 81 with Donna Kears, aka Free Poor Donnie, with all the links above, all the links below, and then like hit that share button. One thing about me, I have no problem checking an individual.
Yeah.
And an individual questioning me about something. And I let him know where him, his mama, his old lady, everybody can go. Mm-hmm. And they can go there with a quickness too.
Yeah.
Said I'm his favorite producer. He just didn't tell nobody.
Ask him last time he sent me some beat.
Oh, hey, cuz you heard it then. Hey, cuz, you better hit the email up.
Might be about a 3-year, 4-year mark right now.
Tighten up. So
number still the same, Guala.
So you shoot the videos. Shout out you shooting the videos because when I see your stuff, bro, even when I see your, let me tell you, this is the outside looking in. Even when I see your artwork, that's why I asked you to send me the album cover.
Yeah.
When I see your artwork, I can say this man is serious about his craft.
Yeah.
There's not no play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my artwork, me, y'all might know a Danger Graphics. My dog knocked on the door. like my actual dog. But anyway, Danger Graphics, that's my cousin, but we'll go over there and brainstorm and we'll come up with these concepts for the album cover. So if you look at all my album covers, it's something special.
It is.
It's going on. Like the first one was hold on. The first one was Humble Beginnings. I got them up on the wall. The first one was Humble Beginnings, and I was like pointing at myself in the mirror, but my reflection was smoking. So like, okay. The next one was thank you. The next one was One Night, One Mic, One City, where that's when I was traveling back and forth to New York and stuff. So One Night, One Mic, One City is like I'm overlooking a city and my face in the water. And people will be like, bruh, I didn't realize your face was in the water. So I just do stuff, you know, to catch them off guard. The Life of the Reject project, I'm in an A&R office because I felt like I wasn't getting my proper dust.
And you wouldn't.
She got like the A&R got my tape under the desk and she like, well, I ain't get nothing. So like, I've been finding little ways, the drunken glasses when I got the liquid filling up in my glasses. So
yeah.
I just try to, you know what I'm saying? I try to push the limits a little bit. I got the one called the Donald with the hanging Klansman, you know what I'm saying? With the Confederate flag on fire. So, you know, I mean, you know, hey, man, we push the limits, man. It ain't hip hop if you don't push the limits. You feel me?
Bruh, you definitely do that. You definitely do that. Bruh, I'm like, I mean, I found myself. I was talking about this even before we said the interview. Even before we said the interview up, I was talking about you to somebody, and I'm like, "Bro, I said, bro, you seen down the artwork?" It was like, "Bro, that is legit." I'm like, "Bro,
let me tell you what got me on that though. I was watching this interview, and the guy who do Kanye's artwork, like, he was like, "Nigga, you can win a Grammy for artwork. That's what they don't show on TV." You can win a Grammy for artwork. So I was like, well, shit, I'm trying to make all my artwork dope, shit. Because when I get to that, I'm like, you know, I win a Grammy off my artwork. Oh, nigga, we winning. That's a Grammy to me. I mean, fuck the Grammys, but if I get one, it's still cool.
Bro, I did not know that.
Yeah, you can win a Grammy for artwork, man.
Spit game on Sports and Life. You're definitely doing that. Yeah. So we going.
Kanye take about 60 different shots for his artwork because they're trying to get that right one.
I believe it.
Yeah. So
I believe it. Just me being a musical guy.
Yeah.
And those of us play music, Kanye will hit a key change. I'm like, God damn, but I see them. But that's only stuff that that's a genius talk that most people not even gonna hear that. Hear the even the pitch change. Mm-hmm. And he doing that. Okay, yeah. So you're doing that, bro. Yeah. You're putting these albums out. You're doing the thing. So,
well, some albums, some EPs.
Some albums, some EPs.
Yeah, some EPs.
It is a difference. So, what right now? And I let you arrange what you consider goals. What right now is a goal for in the next? Let's say 5 years. What is the goal for Freeport Donnie, the artist, not the executive, because the executive will be the executive. I'm gonna know like what it is for the artist.
The artist, I'm gonna put a joint project out with my partner LB, the CEO. We're gonna do that in the next. We've been putting this off for the last, believe it or not, about 5-6 years, but we're gonna put it together. I'm about to work on another project with a producer engineer named Schizo. He just moved back here from Cali.
Where's LB from?
LB is from, well, he grew up in Darlington, but he's originally from Buffalo.
Okay.
He grew up in but I met him at College of Charleston, and we've been friends. We met on a whim, and we've been like ever since, bro.
Okay.
If anybody asks me, I say I don't have no best friends, and my wife was like, "Nigga, yes you do. That's your best friend." And I was like, "Damn, I didn't think about that." Cause I mean, like, I just be in my own little world, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But yeah, we got a project coming out because he pushed my pen to be lyrical. Like he one of the few people that can get in a cipher and we can go toe to toe.
Gotcha.
Like we accidentally end up battling.
Steel sharpens steel.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. Other than that, man, I'm pushing. I mean, that's my thing, man. I got some videos. I be lacking on the videos. Like, it's just be one of them things because I get back in executive mode. And when Cuzzo turn up, it's like, all right, what we got next for that? You know what I'm saying? So, and then Corona, I'll be honest, Corona kind of took me out the loop of things. You know what I'm saying? When you're not doing it every day,
I agree.
You got to find your traction back.
I agree.
That's one of the reasons this interview took place so late. We talked about this a while ago.
But it's a while ago. And shout out to Orangeburg Wilkerson playing in the state championship game that made this interview happen. It's to Orangeburg Wilkerson playing in the state championship game made it happen. And God made it so. Shout out to Baby Joe. Baby Joe had a seat. Baby Joe says a seat right here. And I got in that seat and I turn around and it's Mr. Donald and his wife. Yeah. I said, look at God. Look at this.
How that went down. He walked in, right? He walked in and we dapped up and we chilling. And we like, well, look, I'm gonna go to this section, you go to that section. I told my wife to stay right here. Cause I didn't, you know how it was in there.
Yeah.
So when he got over there and found our three seats, I saw you and he was like, yo, down here. So and when you came down and you turned around, he was like, hey, you know, so I was like, I know, bro. I got you. And here we go. You know what I'm saying?
But here we go.
I was in a little funk, man. Corona fucked a lot of shit up. Like, financially, I was straight, but music-wise, like,
Bruh. It's the phone, but let me tell you, I tell people about the interviews, and I love about the interviews is that this interview right here, and I find out so many things. This is my thing, and this thing, haters gonna hate, lovers gonna love, watchers gonna watch. If anybody said, besides your immediate family, if anybody said they know who's in the P class, if anybody would say they know you crossed up hot sauce, I call them a liar. Unless they was in that P class.
Hey.
If anybody knew that you was executive on you one of the co-founders of MMR Records, I'm gonna call them a liar too. Unless they just know, you know. Unless they just know.
A lot of people know that. A lot of people.
I didn't know.
Oh well.
So I'm considering even more with the don't know than the know, because you got to be in the know to know.
Yeah,
but in and out to know, and to know that, well, everybody know you always been the music, I've been a spitter, but like, and to this day, this is the sad part. I thought you went to college to Charleston on a basketball scholarship.
No,
and I knew you had the grades.
Yeah,
but watch this now. Just go back on you. I knew you were good enough at basketball to where I just automatically assumed.
Yeah, I don't.
The basketball scholarship.
That's one of them things. Basketball was a passion. You know, I mean, I wish I would have went on a scholarship, but you know what I'm saying? Life has a funny way of working out. You know,
it does.
You know, had I gotten that basketball scholarship, you know, my house wouldn't be what it is right now. You know, my wife might not be who it is, or mm-hmm. I might not have, Money Made Records might not be a thing.
You're right.
Everybody like, what would you go back and change? I change nothing because I'm good, man. I'm straight. Like, for real,
he's straight. He said it. Hey, let me tell you something, guys. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. I don't talk this to talk. I got to send you guys a present, y'all. This guy, I did an interview on his third year anniversary. So if you watch it in the live chat, please send a crack. Congratulations for the third year anniversary. Because those of us who know who has been married, not married, about to be married, thinking about being married. 3 years, even 3 years ain't nothing to sneeze at.
It ain't nothing to sneeze at, G.
3 years ain't nothing to sneeze at, and I'm gonna leave that at that. Yeah. Three years to sneeze at.
We 3 years in, man, and I we was all at the wedding. I had, man, my wedding, like, it had everybody. It had the gangsters. It had the politics. Well, my wedding was, it had everybody.
Like, and look lit.
Cousin pulled up with the full set. And we was on the lake. We was on Lake Murray, like outside of the lake. And he's like, "What up, cuzzo?" And all you see is the sun. I'm like, "Bruh, all right, well, that's how we're gonna do it. That's how we're gonna do it, man." You know what I'm saying? So like,
it was an event.
Yeah, it was an event. It was. Appreciate it, Marco. Matter of fact, I need to get with you too, man. We gotta do some link. That boy talented with that artwork and that music. So yeah, we gonna link Marco.
Him and Jazz. Him, I give him Marco. I give you credit. Look at the him and Jazz. Shout out. I interviewed Jazz. Him and Jazz, the only two people I know that I seen them draw pictures of them drawing themselves. I never seen nothing like it.
For you, dog. You remember our senior year in high school? Thank you. Our senior year in high school, Marco drew the Bruin in the commons area on the ceiling.
He did that.
You remember that?
He did that. Where all them fights took place. Thank you, Marco. Where all them fights took place.
You didn't want to get caught in that commons area by the gym door or that back stairwell by the stairs.
It's over.
It's over. Because there's no cameras on that back stairwell. So if you getting beat or you getting beat.
It's over. It's over. It is over. Shout out, Marco. And Marco, while you in here, Marco, you can put your shout out. Marco does the podcast too. Marco, make sure you put your link in the comments so I can post it while posting. Or at least post the name of your podcast so I can make sure I post it on the where everybody can see it. But yeah. bro, I'm glad you was able to do this.
Yeah, man.
And this is my thing, and it's so funny how it happened because of basketball.
Yeah, crazy shit, right?
It happened because of basketball. Shout out to the Bruins of 2022 who played in the state championship game. Guys, you guys did your thing. Didn't happen. for whatever reasons, I'm definitely not going into that.
For them people that thought I was just talking shit at the game about OW basketball, I embodied OW basketball, so I had a reason to talk my shit. God damn it.
He was. Let me tell you something.
Buddy say, hey, it was funny because Buddy say, hey, y'all, sit down. We want to watch the game. And Joe turned around and was like, hey, we from the Berg. Hey, I cracked up. I was like, well, he ate. That's all we had to say.
Hey, bro, we gonna talk, man. I talk my stuff. I had to watch myself. I said to me the foul language. The old lady turned around and say, "You okay, babe? Are you the same one?" No, I take it back. One of our classmates. I'm not gonna say the classmate name because I don't know what people got going on. They don't want to say. One of our classmates say, "You go ahead and say it because you seen what I want to say." I said,
"They were sitting by us,
Frank? Huh?
They were sitting by us?
Yeah, right in front of me." Yeah,
I got you. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Shout out to the classmate.
Man, shout out.
Shout out 05. You know who you are.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you're right, man. But that's how life works, man. Sometimes they teach you patience. It might not be what you want to do, or it might not be in the time period you want it. But everything got to work. You know, it got a way of being full circle. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball got us in this spectrum, and basketball is a major part of my life. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's dope in itself, man. That's what my psyche be at, how I be thinking about shit. Everything happened in due time, man.
Everything happened in due time.
Yeah, everything happened
in due time. I want to thank you for coming on, bro. It's been a great interview. Hey, yeah, you the time going on, bro. It's been a great interview. Hey, this is one of the interviews I see. People been engaged the whole time. People been watching the whole entire time. So that's always good. Let me tell you something, because some of the interviews I see the thing will go down to zero.
Yeah.
It never went to zero.
Okay.
Never to zero.
I just see the comments, man.
But this is the thing, bro. But you have such a great story. You have such a great story. And the thing I love about people, you've always been you. And can't nobody say Donnie has been nothing other than Donnie. And sometimes when those of us who are live complicated lives and have these complicated lives, that we can be a comedian where we blend both in both worlds, but we don't pretend to be nothing else. And you've made that transition so great. And now you are you have all these things, artists, a husband, a son, you're doing everything you need to do and still being you.
Yeah, man.
And also still being a dude from the Berg. And guys, I'm telling you guys, especially all the stuff going on now, all of us from the Berg, we are mastering life. Be proud of where you're from, guys, because everybody watching this, because we can take over the world.
We could, yeah.
And that sounds so crazy, but like, just think about it, guys. We doing what we do. We got people in different industries. We got people who are artists, people who try to create podcasts, people who working. And even though I post that comment that made so much controversy, Bowman is not the Berg. Nova is not the Berg. We still for the low country. We still for the low country. You know what I'm saying? Still from the low country. So you know what I'm saying? So what the minutes, whatever you want to call it.
You think the Berg is low country?
No, Berg is low country. Low country is Charleston, Buford, and all that. The low country, my cousin and Jasper County. But the Berg is actually the Midlands. We actually
in the middle of the state.
Yeah, we the Midlands, but we just call us the Berg.
Yeah.
Shout out Earl Glover up in here. Shout out Earl Glover up there. Earl Glover's here up there painting them goddamn old planes doing the thing. Hey, this is an old 05 class of you. He said, shout out classmates. Shout out Earl doing this thing. A different industry. Yeah, but
that's one thing I say. Not just about our class, but like, bro, we got so many people in different fields.
Correct.
And, that's what I say. I challenge our city to pull more together. Like, I'd be on Facebook watching the ignorant shit. I don't comment on that, but man, our city got so much going on bad, but we got so much greatness that comes from our city. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't in the Berg like that. So I'm not far, but Man, I come down. Let's put something together, man. Let's take our city back. Cause these young little niggas need their ass whooped, bro.
Bro, they wild. Let me tell you something. They wild, and guess what? I don't play with them. Yeah, let me tell you something. You run up on Big Mom. You had a long day. I ain't playing with you. I mean that.
Long day, hot chest.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But they don't got no guidance.
Yeah, man. Anybody watching, man, tap in with me. I'm out of touch. These young niggas don't know me, but I can still create a presence. You know, I got the contacts and the network to bring stuff down. So, and Matt Marvin, we might be able to do that. Use your platform to do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this my thing, bro. And ain't nobody thing because.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. Keylon, yes. Keylon, that's the guy to do it right there. Community Keys. We gonna link, bro. Yeah.
There you go.
See, everything happened on time, right on time.
See? Everything happened. Hey, guys, you know what I'm doing? This is my thing. I tell people, I say, you can get media attention without having the extra drama. Cause this is my thing. Hey, I believe I let everybody tell their story. I ain't with no drama.
Yeah,
I ain't with that. And don't bring it on my way. Come with me. I'm gonna meet you with it.
Yeah.
But I think these young guys in the bird, they do need guidance because they be extra for no reason.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be. They just need. I like, bro. You can be cool and without the extraness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're tapping in now. Hit me up, my boy. But
yeah. Oh, he another mean one on that music, Pete.
Yeah. There you go. Me and a bro. I got some major stuff for community. Okay, there you go. That's all get to going. That's tapping in. Everybody trying to because the bro got a lot going on right now, and they definitely need some help.
Yeah, man.
So, but before we get out here, I'm gonna tell you the last words. I'm gonna let you plug all music, anything you want to say. I'm gonna get last words before we get up out of here.
All right. First and foremost, make sure y'all hitting that like and share button wherever y'all looking at, listening to, wherever you at. Make sure you check out my social media. Everything is at Freeport Donnie on everything. That's another thing. Young artists, consolidate all your names. You know, if you want to get your shit out there, don't be having me search for 4 or 5 different names. Also, I'm gonna hit you up, bro. Also, everybody check out the Dollar Jane Company. That's a body care line ran by Janae Kears. We got the shea butters, the body scrubs, candles. I got you, Keylon. We got the shea butters, them shea butters. Like, I don't use no lotion. I just use straight shea butter now.
Damn, that's what's up.
It's made by the Dollar Jane Company. Me and my sister got that. And she just put out a book. Yeah, I'm her PR, so got it.
Damn, that's what's up.
My little sister just put out a book. It's called Undertake Her, The Memoirs of a Mortician. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my little sister, mortician. So, and the book, everybody that bought the book, thank you. Like, the book going crazy right now. And we got a workbook that for families, it help you fill out your stuff. Just, we're not here forever, you feel me? So we got a workbook where you fill out all your plans, you know, your insurance stuff, insurance policies, everything, man. Like, man, we trying, because I'm tired of seeing people, you know, they leave this earth and we see the GoFundMes or send a Cash App, man. Let's take this money and put it to the side. It's cool to get the Jordans and stuff. I buy them. It's cool to get cars. I got them. It's cool to buy jewelry. But put that money to the side so when you gone, your family ain't worried about nothing. That's just a real spill. So you can follow the Dollar Jane Co. on Facebook where all that information is there. If you need it, inbox me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. I think my leg is still good. And last but not least, shout out to my wife. We'll get it to you. I'll get you the link. Shout out to my wife, our 3rd-year anniversary, Siobhan, I love you, baby. And last but not least, shout out to Marvin Sports and Life. I appreciate it, my guy. Thanks for having me. And I come back probably when I drop the next project. Somebody told me I need to drop a full-length project. So,
bro, you need to. And the thing I like about this, because my catalog is growing. See, now when you come back on the next time, We're not gonna start from the beginning because now my catalog is getting to the point where like I'm just about to start having like repeat guests because my catalog is growing. Shout out to those. Let me tell you guys, whatever you want to do, just do it. Whatever you want to do, just do it. If somebody say that more of you have a podcast, you're gonna be on YouTube and all that kind of stuff, you need to just wait. No, you gotta get more famous people. No, let me get the people I know who I know doing something and they can just grow. You know what I'm saying? And like this dude, let me tell you something about Donald A. He's sneaky now. This about? Nigga just hit us up with a whole Carolina at the end. He didn't see that coming. I didn't see it coming. This nigga had a whole Carolina. Sister got a mortician book, which watch how I say this. Which our community definitely needs to start investing in insurance. Cause I'm gonna say is me and a partner of mine. Got insurance on a partner of ours for only we splitting it to X amount of dollars a month. I'm like, bro, we need to start like, if you know your homie ain't got his stuff together, just put an insurance partner to the side for, cause that's three drinks in the club a month. That's three drinks.
Yeah.
Because we all know the homies who ain't got no insurance.
Yeah. Right.
Let's just do that.
One last thing. Because you're a football fan. Shout out to my little cousin Nick Scott. Just won a Super Bowl with the Rams. And shout out to my other little cousin, Brandon Slater. He played for Villanova. They in the NCAA tournament right now, man.
Shout out. Boy, you got a head of a bloodline there, boy.
Something like that, man. We got some things going on, man.
Shout out to them.
And my little cousin got her match to go to LSU New Orleans to be a gynecologist. So we out here work. My whole family working, man.
And you part of that family too. And I wanna make sure before I end this, I want to give a congratulations and a thank you to Miss Kears.
Yeah.
For your 30th anniversary, and she's saying it's okay. Hey, let me tell you guys, because those of us who've been married, not married no more, been married, we know. I said, you know what, Donald here, but I'm gonna say something to the wife. Hey, you make sure, because I know, because you know, he said, hey, this the one. So I know if the wife goes with it, everything else gonna fall in place. I ain't even worried about it no more. Everything else gonna fall in place, and it happened. Maybe the interview done, and I love to see black love. 30th anniversary, ain't nothing like it. Shout out to all those who getting it. Shout out to Donna Kidd. Shout out for the Berg guys. We got another Berg legend. Hey guys, Marvel Sports Online. Hey, I'm putting people like. Shout out to. I'm not gonna say I got a surprise interview that's gonna be coming. They stopped me and said, bro, I see what you're doing, and why you ain't had me on yet. Somebody who I never even thought of, like, bro, I see what you're doing, why you had me on yet. So you never know who looking. So guys, let's just do it for us, and that's do the thing.
There you go.
All right, so we're gonna let down. I'm gonna let down get one last word before I leave. The VP of the Carolina, he snuck that in on us, guys. But y'all make sure y'all go check it out. And what's the Carolina again? The skincare line.
The Dollar Jane Company.
Dollar Jane coming, guys. I'm gonna make sure it's not in the link right now. But when you guys are watching this that will be in the link.
Yeah.
So you can go check that out. So you can go ahead and that's Shop Black.
Yeah.
Shop Black. And I guess you want to say that's gonna do it.
One time for the city. What it is, bro?
One time for the city. What it is, bro? Hey, don't go nowhere. Hey, guys, this is Marvin Sports and Life, episode 81. Donald Kiss, aka Free. Paul Donnie, guys, be doing it big. You like what you see, hit that like and that share button. Support. You see all the information about Free Paul Donnie. Go click the link. Go screen the music. Go check out the YouTube. Go hit that like and that share button, guys. That's not just watch. That's made this thing grow, guys. If you say you're from the bird, that represent. If you're not from the bird, I appreciate the look. I got some listeners not from the bird. Hey, guys, you like what you see, hit the like and that share. Hit that like and that share button. Coming to a city near you. Shout out Charleston, because Charleston stayed here the whole time. I see you looking. Shout out to you. I see you looking, friend.
Yeah, I forgot that. Shout out my people in Charleston, man. They helped me a man, dog. Shout out to that Charlie O.
All right, guys.
Yeah.